Emergency Solutions.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. To the left, to the right, and all those labels in between. I tricked you on that one. Doesn't matter what your stripes, you're invited to the conversation, as always, right here, 800-259-5791. You got to love a woman who gives you the digits without even asking. Coming up on this version of America Tonight, the whale is headed to the rescue in the Gulf of Mexico, while Hurricane Alex is now a Cat 2. Look out, Texas. And the real shocker, a veterans hospital in St. Louis might have infected 1,800 vets with HIV or hepatitis. That's a crying shame, and I can't say what I really think. They'd have to bleep me all the way through. Unbelievable. And wait till you hear the details on that story. Big day at Wimbledon. You know I'm a huge tennis fan, so Roger Federer out. Who knocked him out, we'll tell you about a little bit later on. Nadal, Djokovic, and Murray all still in the money. A lot of conversation about Tiger Woods and his divorce. Who cares? She's getting a ton of money. A lot of money. But there is some interesting things that go along with that. There will be no tell-all book. For the gossip side of the show, that little few minutes where we veer away from politics and some of the other things, we'll talk about it. I think you'll find the split of the assets rather interesting. But right here from the get-go, we're going to jump into sports as we have our man Easy Ticket Mike in the wings. Before we go to him, though, because he's got to finish up his latte. That means I'm stretching. I'm stalling for time so the guy can finish his drink. We got the Admiral Thad Allen from the Coast Guard talking about the oil spill and Hurricane Alex.
We have skimming task forces standing by to ready to be deployed as soon as the weather abates, and we will be out there hitting it hard. We have reserve crews standing by. The problem is getting out in the water right now while the storm is passing. We had a report of some tar balls over in Texas around South Padre Island and Galveston. Those are being tested right now. We do not believe at this point that they are connected to this response event, but we will make sure they're thoroughly tested.
All right, just check the storm. It's centered about 96 miles or so south of the Texas-Mexico border. It's made landfall in Mexico with winds of 105 miles an hour. Oh, my, batten the hatches. It certainly gives new meaning to that phrase, doesn't it? NBA free agent summer in full swing, and who's the biggest, baddest of them all? That would be LeBron James. Easy Ticket Mike here hanging out with us on the show right at the top. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How you been?
Couldn't be better. The baseball season is in full swing before we start talking about LeBron James and the sweepstakes. And, boy, my Phillies have struggled. They've had some weird stretches lately. And you certainly are a Ranger fan. I know they're fans across the board of Major League Baseball, all different teams and divisions. But this All-Star game this year is going to be played in Anaheim. It should be interesting, I think, actually, to watch that. I don't know. I enjoy that All-Star game, and it's a little bit of a break. And I don't know about you. I'll ask you this question. But on the flip side, when you come back from the All-Star break, which is in a couple of weeks, I think that's when, I mean, this is make or break it, because you're in the dog days of summer. Don't you think that's what happens to teams?
Yeah, it's you know, before the All-Star break, it always just seems like it's practice, and you know, and teams are jockeying for, you know, like right now the Rangers, they're leading their division, but they always have a really tough time in July and August because of the Texas heat. I mean, it's just it's relentless down here, and they play out in the 100-degree heat, you know, every day, so. I was talking with somebody the other day, and they said, well, all the other teams that come here, they have to play in the heat too. But the thing with Texas, the Rangers, they play half their games in the Texas heat.
Yeah.
So it's devastating to them. I don't think they're going to, you know, they're a good team this year, and They're doing really well. Josh Hamilton, I mean, he's slugging it out. He's doing excellent. He's had, I think, 18 or 19 home runs so
yep.
far. They were so the Rangers are looking good so far, but they still, you know, we haven't hit the All-Star break yet, and that's
yeah.
really the that's after them. That's when the teams start really vying for playoff spots.
Oh, I agree 100%. But whether you're a fan of the Rangers, the Mets, the Yankees, whoever, you can go to easy-ticket and you can get .com and get about tickets to anything you want as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. In the NBA, the big story is really LeBron James. Jay-Z is now getting in the middle of this because he's trying to convince LeBron that he needs to go to the Nets. I think he ends up with the Bulls, but that's not a definite. Everybody wants kind of a piece of the conversation anyway. What do you think? Throw in your two cents. Where does he end up?
Well, I think he's going to be in Chicago. I mean, that I think that's what's going to happen. I don't see him back in Cleveland. You know, he's already, you know, done that and it didn't work out. So, I mean, he's looking for a championship, and I think he's more likely to get it in Chicago than probably anywhere else. Jay-Z, he's a minority owner of the Nets, and that's why he wants him.
Yeah, I don't blame him for that. I mean, hey, he is King James, and it didn't work with Cleveland for a bunch of different reasons. I cannot believe that he'll remain a Cavalier. I really don't. And this has been an intriguing thing. There are some people who disagree. I have some two buddies who have been NBA writers for a while, and they think that absolutely he's going to stay a Cavalier, but I don't think so. We'll see. And then there's a couple of other possibilities of players and movement, and there's always a lot of conversation, but does it actually happen? So we don't know. Like Dwayne Wade, what happens with Dwayne Wade? He won a championship with the Heat. Does he stay there or move on?
I think Dwayne, he's going to stay in Miami. I think Nowitzki, he's putting feelers out, but I think he's going to be back here in Dallas. So, you know, what I'm the big story is movement of LeBron, and,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking for him to be a Chicago Bull this next year.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, the NFL, nothing really happening there. We got some, you know, some trades and getting ready for the beginning of training camp, and that'll be here before you know it. Because my gosh, we're almost into July, Mike. Where's the summer already going? It's slipping through our fingers. But I'm all about football. You're all about football, so we're rooting for the game to come back. And there's some interesting things, like ultimately the game this year, the Super Bowl being played in Dallas, which I'm sure you have tickets for. We're almost out of time, so we'll tell everyone again, go to easy-ticket.com. Are you going to be at the Super Bowl?
I've got to be. Yeah. I hope I'm inside, not outside, but I'll be there.
I agree with you. We have to be there, absolutely. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Okay, Kate. You have a good evening.
You too. And this Super Bowl buildup, it's in any city, wherever it is, but now that the cities have gotten in different parts of the country, where the Super Bowl's gone to different parts of the country, rather, it used to be always Florida, Miami, Jacksonville even had it one time, and of course New Orleans a lot of times, San Diego, and now here it is, Dallas, and the chance to show off the big UFO stadium. All right, we're bouncing back to the oil spill in just a sec.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter recorder for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's Easy Recording Wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
About the, you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, there ain't no pain in me looking at
anybody you. Anybody been car shopping lately? How does that relate to the oil spill? It doesn't. I'm going to get to the oil spill in a second. But I was just thinking out loud. Toyota, again, with problems. Different problems this time. But maybe our pal Stu in Kentucky's right. Buy American. Toyota was the old steady. You'd never abandon Toyota if you were the faithful that would buy Toyota trucks and cars, because you could drive them backwards, forwards, everywhere for thousands and thousands of miles, 200 and whatever miles, and not worry about it. But now, suddenly, a lot of things are starting to happen to Toyotas. I bet the major domo back in Toyota land, which, of course, his name is Toyota, not spelled that way. I bet he is sweating it out. Get that phone call, ring. Guess what? Another problem with the cars. And wait till you hear this one. We'll do that in a second. But first, let's talk about this oil spill, because there's a lot happening. And some of it centers around Hurricane Alex, which, my goodness, Category 2. That's frightening stuff. When you say Category 2 and hitting landfall, easy for me to say, at over 100 miles an hour, not good for the people on Padre Island in those spots, because how much will you be able to lap off of those wind speeds? It looks to me like, it's, if anything, it's picking up speed. So here's the scoop. The other day, the president finally said, oh, thank goodness, I'm going to take that foreign aid. Give it to me. But I'm only going to go with these 12 countries. 30 offered, I'm taking 12. We know one's Japan. So here's the deal. The whale, 10 stories high, 3.5 football fields long. This is a big sucker. And that's what it does. It's headed to the Gulf of Mexico to help clean up this oil that's spilling all over the place, whichever amount you believe it is. Doesn't matter. You can put any number to it you want. But there has to be some help. So finally, the president realized, man, this is not going to get capped like I thought it was, so we need to accept some of this. We do not have the ship capability. There's something better, and they knew about the whale. They knew about the whale a long time ago. Now the whale is making its way. I mean, this thing is huge, making its way to the Gulf to help out. Listen, of all the times that we've helped out countries like Japan in times of need, you got to grab on and take it. You know, that's the thing. The United States is not used to asking for too much help. I mean, here and there, yeah, but not really, because we're the helpers. We're the massive power. Now, suddenly, we really need help. And still, drilling that relief well is happening, you know, that second relief well, but that's not going to be done until August. So, spill, 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 spill. Heading in today, what, 72? I don't even want to count anymore because it's like I don't want to know. I don't know about you, but are you weary of this whole oil thing? 800-259-5791. And how do you feel about accepting that help from Taiwan in getting that oil out of the Gulf any way we can? That's the thing. So let's talk about what the latest is with Hurricane Alex related to, well, first of all, hitting the Texas border. It came down ashore in Mexico near the Texas border. That happened late on Wednesday, flooding tons of roads as predicted, spawning tornadoes as predicted, forcing thousands and thousands of people to get out of the path. But they knew it was coming. Houses were boarded up. Hey, this is nothing new to the people who have suffered through other hurricanes in this area. But the question becomes, what about the Gulf? What does this do in the Gulf? And what it does is it spreads tar balls across the Gulf. You heard the Coast Guard Admiral talk about that. And that's the downside big time, besides the fact that now you've had to pull some people off of cleaning up the oil spill and all the progress is for naught. I mean, it's lost. Any of the technicians would tell you that because the tides add to the hurricane. Those big waves add to the problems. In fact, go to AmericaTonight.net. I found a good picture when I was surfing around of what the oil mixed in with the waves looks like. It looks like kind of a chocolate bar, a light chocolate bar that you're surfing in. That's what it looks like. So now, as the hurricane churns to land and hits land, it's making the oily mess in the Gulf harder to clean up. That's what happens. Because what you have is suspended ops. That includes skimming, controlled burns of oil on the surface of that ocean, and flights of the spraying of the dispersant chemicals, although we can make a separate, we could talk about that all night long. But the oil captured in the relief well drilling keeps going on. Now, once the storm goes, a former oil tanker that I mentioned that's 10 stories tall should be pulling in, and that will be of great help. Great help. Because it's now anchored in the Mississippi River. But the ship's never been tested. And there are questions. See, there's always that other side to this. And there are questions about how it would operate. And the feds, naturally, have to sign off on using it before BP could give it a cleanup contract. So it's not 100%, but it's there. And it's going to happen. So Alex won't hit the platforms that are way out to sea in the Gulf. The storm was strong enough that a bunch of companies didn't want to take any chances, and they just got everybody off the rigs. A lot of them evacuated the rigs. About a quarter of oil production and 80% of natural gas output in the Gulf shut down for fear that something could happen. And you can see it. I mean, you can see that, yeah, the waves have done some damage. But the good news is, if it had been in the eye of this thing, forget about it. And how many other platforms might have gone down? Because that's always the concern when you have a hurricane anyway. That the platforms are going to buckle, that the platforms are going to go, because they, when I say, but I mean, we're talking about the strongest of the strong hurricanes. But that's always the worry. So in tracking Alex, we're seeing the tar balls spread with the first Atlantic hurricane. But it could be worse. Doesn't that sound awful to say? It's Cat 2, and it's wreaking havoc with the people in Texas, but it could be worse. What about the oil? All right, coming up on America Tonight, and we'll touch on this briefly here, the Kagan debate continues. And I don't want to waste a lot of time on Elena Kagan, frankly, because I'm sure you've heard and seen it all, right? And we've done it all here on America Tonight. There's not much to say. There's no sizzle whatsoever. There's no snap, crackle, pop when it comes to watching these hearings right now. In fact, so much so that Arlen Specter was upset because he wants to know, what's the agenda? I don't see a direction here. Well, the direction is she's been coached and she's not going to say anything inflammatory. She doesn't have to. It's better to be vague and dance around. Look, Sonia Sotomayor, was that a glamorous showdown between someone who could be the next Supreme Court justice and a bunch of guys so-called grilling a woman who would step in to wear the robe next? I don't think it happened that much with Sotomayor, not really. And it's definitely not happening with Kagan, with the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's sort of like, it's almost like they're contestants and on a reality show, and somebody says, oh, lights on the camera. You got to make that better. You got to, come on, sex it up, jazz it up, say something rough. And they do, boom. Like, it's like Simon says. And then they backpedal a little bit, soften it up a little bit for her. And she knows. She knows how to dance around this, and that's exactly what's happening. So we'll talk a little bit more about Kagan. Very little, I promise. And also this Toyota thing. 270,000 vehicles altogether have fill in the blanks. If you haven't heard, I'm going to tell you about it on the flip side.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
In this hour of America Tonight, we if we can count, you know, something about vampires. Boy, people love vamps. True Blood on HBO is back for another season. Sky high ratings. Eclipse, now the third teen vampire movie. You're not going to believe what that movie raked in just 3 hours. I'm sure Tom Cruise is kicking himself because he's got a bomb on his hands now again. This time with Cameron Diaz in Night and Day. You know, we do our cheap movie reviews on Thursday, so we got to keep up with some of these Hollywood flicks. But this is a big one. And then Toy Story is a flat-out smash hit. I don't think that's a surprise. It's been a while since one's been made. Maybe that's the key. If you're going to do the third in a series of movies, you got to give it distance. And that almost works, except for The Godfather. Because, one, the original Godfather was good. Godfather 2 was good. But the third one, I was anxious to see it because I'm a huge Godfather fan. But the third one didn't work. That was the one time where my space rule didn't work. But in the case of Toy Story, I think it really, really did. I promised I would tell you what Toyota is recalling as far as the cars or trucks or whatever with these faulty engines. So it's 270,000, Eric mentioned the number, and it includes Lexus sedans. They have faulty engines, but the company's not saying whether they're actually going to recall those autos. Now, like I said, here we go again. That's a very popular car, and the ever-popular Crown models are the ones that might be part of that whole thing. And who knows if that trips the switch and now there's going to be more with the faulty engines. That's not a good thing. And Toyota's trying to patch up a banged-up reputation after 8 million cars and trucks were recalled worldwide for a whole bunch of different things, whether the car was taking off with the faulty brake thing. Now you've got this engine deal. Boy, it's been a brutal year for Toyota and for the people who drive Toyotas, because now that loyalty, I think they're going to start to find some of that gets chipped away. You know, the fine, remember the fine they got? It was almost $17 million because they were too slow on the recalls. And now they've repaired all these cars and trucks, but they still have 200 lawsuits at least because of the accidents that happened. And now Toyota cars, if you're driving one, usually you'd get an incredible resale on it, and the resale value not as good. So because of all this, naturally, Congress is jumping in, and they're going to consider an upgrade to the laws already on the books, the auto laws, safety laws, to toughen the penalties against not just Toyota, but whoever. Whatever automaker, and give the government more power to demand the recall and push car companies to meet these safety standards. All of a sudden, it's like all about safety. We turned a blind eye until something dramatic happens. Goes back to what I say all the time on the show. Why in Washington? Listen, I know they can't catch everything. Things go through the strainer. But why is it always about reaction instead of action? So now you have last week the 17,000 Lexus hybrids that were recalled after tests showed that the fuel can spill during a rear-end crash, which, hello, you know what that means. Everything could catch on fire, and what a disaster. So I'm curious. There's got to be somebody. I know you're out there and you're jumping. You're just like the fish. You're right underneath the surface, and you're ready to take the bait. How many of you are just so loyal to Toyota that you will not drive anything else? Or maybe you think like I do, that if this is about American cars and they get their act together, Buy American couldn't be bigger. Because Toyota, they just keep getting a shot in the knees. When you're used to getting something, though, it's often difficult to make the switch. When you just like a certain dealership with a certain car, with a certain guy who's selling it to you, you know, we're creatures of habit. As much as we all like to think we can change, we don't change that easy. When you really like that comfort, like the car situation, you tend to stick with it. You can send me your thoughts, even if you're already starting your 4th of July weekend and you're in a camper and you're listening to me somewhere. You might have the wireless thing going on. I don't know. Knock on the park ranger's door. Hey, I got to email this broad in her show, americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or 800-259-5791. Okay, besides Kagan, and now that it's getting closer to a long holiday, the final financial reform bill passed in the House. Yeah. I'll tell you, Barney Frank and Nancy Pelosi were ready to go across the street and start to get the cocktails flowing. Both were happy to see that happen. But I think this could be an unmitigated disaster. The idea in itself sounds so good on the surface, doesn't it? But the problem is what lies underneath. Now, Senate support for the bill is fluctuating. They got to delay it until mid-July at least. So there is no big presidential victory on this one before the fireworks go off. On the 4th, I mean. So the Democrats are struggling to get the votes that they need to have this thing passed. And, you know, they've got a handful at least, of Republican senators who, even though they met their demands and backed down off that $19 billion tax on the big banks and the hedge funds, they're still having trouble with it. And you know this legislation? I mean, come on. Who has read this legislation? Ready for this? 2,000 pages. 2,000 pages. That's ridiculous. I guarantee. I really do. I guarantee that not one of them, there's no way. They couldn't have time. There's too many other things that are going on. So who knows what's thrown in this. So the House vote was 237 to 192, just for grins, I'll tell you what it is. Doesn't matter, it passed. Because it pretty much was along party lines and got more support probably back 6-7 months ago when no Republicans voted for the House version of the bill. Now the new one combines the House bill and the one passed by the Senate last month. So Pelosi had a quote. This was her quote. "Today I rise with a clear message that the party is over. No longer again will recklessness on Wall Street cause joblessness on Main Street. No longer will the risky behavior of the few threaten the financial stability of our families, our businesses, and our economy as a whole." You think? Yeah, if the right things were put in that bill, but no. And here's the problem. Our country is founded on, what is it founded on? It's founded on the entrepreneurial spirit, right? And it's all about capitalism, my friends. And if you completely suck the capitalism out of the country, oh yes, we're in trouble. And it says that it prevents, or the people who voted for it say that it's going to prevent the next financial crisis, but baloney. It doesn't do that. What it does is it gives more power to the same idiots who didn't stop the last one, and they could have. That's what it does. It just gives them more power. So it's not, I think, at all what the American people would have wanted. All right, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
Great. How about you?
Well, let's see. Today, it's officially July 1st, which is, if you know anything about Canadian history, is our Independence Day.
Oh, that's right. Happy Independence Day. I didn't even think about it.
Or Canada Day in this case. And we have the honor of having Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II in our country to help us celebrate it.
And I'm sure that's all anybody was talking about, probably.
That and how the Toronto Police Service sort of, some people were saying they went overboard in handling the protesters at the G20. Some people said they did okay. You know, there are going to be two sides to every story on that. And we'll probably never hear the end of it.
You're right. But it would have happened anywhere, Sam. I mean, honestly, I do
think
that.
Yeah, I agree.
You read some write-ups, and it looks like you have a bunch of bonehead, billyhead cops up there. But I think anywhere, the same thing would happen.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Even if it happened in Timbuktu, they'd be some you-know-what disturbers who would...
Sure.
Yeah, and for us sports fans, since it's after midnight, for you and I in a certain sport, it's also what they call free agent frenzy. You know, so who knows if the Flyers will go after anybody or if the Canadians will go after anybody. And then I'm hearing on the sports news tonight that Mike Modano may not be finished.
Yeah, because he's waffling. It's hard for him to step away. His whole life, just like all these athletes, has been nothing but hockey.
And
he grew up close to the Canadian border. He's all about it, and he doesn't want to. Right. He doesn't want to hang him up.
Oh, for sure, for sure, for sure. You just described Nancy Pelosi. Is her agenda to eventually run for the White House? Do you think?
No. I don't think she would have the support at all. And given her age and her rise in politics, where she's at now as the Speaker of the House and what that position holds,
right.
She wouldn't do it. And she wouldn't get the support of the Dems. No, but it would seem like it if you didn't know anything about Pelosi because of the way.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked you, because I don't know anything, but you just.
Yeah, the stuff that she says, it would make you think that for sure. Sam, you have a good one. All right, we're going to move. We can count to hour number two. Instead, we got a surprise for you. Lauren Mooney, who is the editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine. Lance Armstrong, talk next.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered heart and body extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, care. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The DrainClaw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The DrainClaw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the DrainClaw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the DrainClaw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The Tour de France starts Saturday. Three grueling weeks, and I'll be glued to every minute of this stuff. I know a lot of you will be, too. So it's a perfect time to chat with Lauren Moody, who is the editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine. Lauren, thanks so much for hopping on ATN with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
The biggest thing, I think, heading into the tour this year has to be the announcement a couple of days ago that Lance tweeted, of all things, that he's done. This is his last one. What do you make of that? Are you surprised by that or no?
Well, at this point, he's 38 years old. If Lance Armstrong were to win the Tour de France this year, he would be the oldest by far to ever have won. You know, he's definitely getting near the end of the road. However, he did do this back in 2005 once before. Before the Tour de France, he said, you know what, this is my last year. And I think for him, you know, it helps him get up for it in a way to say, this is my last chance. You know, there is no tomorrow. You know, this time, a few years down the road, it just might be.
Do you think he, you know, eyeball this for me. Do you think he can podium or even win the tour?
You know, Lance, you never count him out. That's the thing about him. So even though he is 11 years older than Alberto Contador, he's this favorite, a Spaniard who won last year. You know, Lance has more experience in the Tour de France than just about anyone else in the peloton at this point. You know, he podiumed last year after not even racing for 3 years prior. So he actually looks to be in better condition, ready to go this year than he was last year. I think a podium finish is definitely possible. And, I wouldn't count him out to win. If Contador has a bad day or some of the other favorites have a misstep, Armstrong is wily enough. He could be there to win the whole thing.
Yeah, besides Contador, you mentioned Andy Schleck, or even this year's Giro winner, Ivan Basso, possibly. What do you think of those two maybe giving him some trouble?
Andy Schleck in particular, he's from Luxembourg, and he's a climber, and he will do particularly well in the mountains this year. He was second place last year, so, you know, he has experience beating Lance Armstrong in the Tour de France. There are only two riders who can say that, so Andy Schleck is a year stronger. He's a youngin', too, in his 20s, and he's just reaching his peak at this point.
Do you think when we look at the teams that Team Liquigas has the best team, the Italian team, this year with their climbing talent?
You know, I actually think that in terms of being a well-rounded team, you have to give it to Lance Armstrong's Radio Shack team. They have several riders who've been on the podium before. There's American Levi Leipheimer, Andreas Kloden from Germany. They have a very well-rounded team, strong in every discipline, in on the flats, in the mountains, in time trials. So, you know, I think overall they would be considered the strongest team. You know, Contador's team is less deep and well-rounded, but at the same time, Contador is so young he might not need the same kind of protection and help that Armstrong's going to need.
Yeah, let's jump to something that Lance talked about the other day. What's happened since Floyd, because he was asked about this, what's happened since Floyd Landis admitted that he doped and then dragged Lance Armstrong into it?
Well, Landis came out, admitted that he had doped during his career. He said specifically when he was on Lance Armstrong's postal team, and Landis made further allegations that there was systematic doping on that team. Now, at this point, there has been a federal investigation launched into Landis's allegations, and we don't know details so far other than that in the investigation they're going to be questioning riders. The sense is that it's going to take some time to really dig to the bottom of it to see if there is a federal fraud case against Armstrong's old team. I would say it's definitely a topic that the media is going to bring up during the Tour de France, but as far as actual information on the investigation, we may not know anything for months, or it could be a year or two or even more before the investigation comes to a close.
Yeah, I agree with you. Probably a couple of years down the road. This was a big discussion on America Tonight. A lot of fans want to know why some of these guys get caught, Lauren, and why the others somehow evade doping.
It's always been a cat and mouse game with doping in cycling. The riders, the team managers, doctors, physiologists will find new ways to gain an advantage, and they always seem to be one step ahead of the testers. What we've seen in the last few years, the testing has actually become very sophisticated, and they've been able to snag some riders. They're also doing what they call the biological passport, where they actually have a blood profile of the riders, and they can check the values of those profiles to see if anything is out of whack during the season. It's all very complicated and very medical. You can imagine if you had a job where you had to give blood every few weeks or give urine every few weeks in order to be tested. It's a fairly invasive thing for the riders, but the feeling is that it's really done a lot to help clean up professional cycling. There's several teams now, too, taking a real strong anti-doping stance. And again, among the racers, among the teams, there's a sense that while doping may not be completely gone from professional cycling, things are better than they were, even just a few years ago. Just sort of like baseball had its steroids era, cycling's had its doping era.
Yeah, you know, in talking about the doping era, I was wondering about this the other day. I started to think about the history of the tour, and you like you just talked about the biological passports. It's going to be fascinating to watch that process and how that's able, I think, to really police the sport. But do you think they were blood doping back in the 60s and 70s?
You know, it's hard to know exactly what they were doing back then. Here's the thing about the Tour de France. It started in 1903, and 1904 was the first year they caught racers cheating by taking car rides and trying to hop on the train in order to gain an advantage. You know, there are stories of racers taking amphetamines and using cocaine to try to just get through the event. And, you know, the reason is it's the most grueling sporting event on the planet. It's 3 weeks long. They cover about 2,200 miles at hard race pace the entire time. And physiologically, it takes an extreme toll on a body. Now, I do think that it's possible to race the Tour de France, do it well, and even win it without the benefit of doping. But, you know, I think over the past century, we've seen riders trying anything, both legal and illegal, to gain an advantage.
Besides Lance Armstrong and Alberto Contador, and we also talked about Andy Schleck, and there's lots of storylines, what do you think are the most intriguing things to watch for?
Well, you know, obviously the Lance Armstrong-Alberto Contador rivalry will be making most of the headlines. There are a few Americans, I think, worth watching. One is Levi Leipheimer. He had been a previous winner of the Tour of California here in the U.S., he didn't win this year, but I think he's really coming into form for the Tour de France. He finished third a few years ago in the Tour. He's a veteran at this point. He's been in the top 10 several times and really is on form this year. Also, Christian Vandeveld from Team Garmin. He's been the tough luck case of American cycling. The past couple of years, he's crashed and broken bones, but then found a way to miraculously recover in time for the Tour de France. So Vandeveld, again, an American who is worth watching for a possible top 10 finish.
Do you think, Laura, more people, probably since Lance was racing and won the seven, but do you think more people are getting involved in cycling? In my own neighborhood, it seems like there's a Peloton every day. Do you see that trend? Do you see more people going back to bikes?
There are definitely people going back to bikes, and I think there are several reasons for that. Lance Armstrong and the Tour de France certainly brought more visibility to the sport. But what you're seeing across the country in the U.S. are all these cities trying to become more bike-friendly. And I think the cities are realizing that when you become bike-friendly, you also become a healthier community, a safer community. People feel comfortable out on the streets, and you're a more environmentally friendly community. So I think you see locally communities promoting biking, you know, people wanting to get fit, some people wanting to save a little money on gas, and just generally a feeling that a bike is a good way to do it. So we have seen more people taking up the sport for themselves, and personally I think that's a fantastic thing to have not only watchers but doers.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't let you slip away without asking this personal one. Here you are, the editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine. What are you riding?
Well, you know, actually today I rode my bike to work, and that was the only ride I was able to sneak in. So I think any bike ride is a great ride. But as the editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine, I actually rarely get to ride my own bike. It's a sob story, I know, but I'm usually too busy testing very nice brand-new bikes. But like I said, some days, you know, all I can sneak in is that ride to work.
Oh, that's rough that you get to test all the new bikes. That's
really
a good gig.
Hard. Very hard.
Thanks so much for sharing your insights. We appreciate it. Lauren Mooney, the editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine. I know I'll be watching, you'll be watching, and we appreciate the time.